Renita.
Hey,
how are you? Good, how are you? We will have another foundation meeting soon.
Oh, I have two.
Charlie Phillips is looking at the...
I'm lucky.
Oh, that's good.
At the bylaws, I believe, so... No, there isn't, no, I don't...
There's not a schedule.
No, I swear, I know.
Are we gonna get the devil?
No, Joy has been in touch with Charlie Phillips about looking at those bylaws, so... Anyway, as soon as I hear back from her, or from him, I'll schedule another meeting for us, so... But it's not, don't worry about it, it's not happened yet, so, yeah.
I'm done with VBS and everything else, so I'm cool now.
Yeah.
I've gotten through the year.
We did do momentum.
Huh?
We did do momentum.
You did?
Yeah.
Momentum also?
Yeah, monumental.
Monumental, that's right. Yes, we did it. I'm still recovering. Okay, everyone, it's time to start our meeting. This is the McKinney Library Advisory Board meeting. We are meeting at the Roy and Helen Hall Memorial Library. And it is Thursday, June 16th, and I'm calling the meeting to order at 5:00. I'm going to do a little roll call. And good timing on your part, I might say. So we can get the attendance. Lauren Smith Carter.
Here.
Pete Samsuri.
Here.
Sally Huggins.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Michelle.
Here.
Amber Duzart.
Here.
Jimmy Stewart is not present. And Kelly Gentunin.
Here.
Okay. All of you have the minutes from our last meeting, which was May 19th. It seems like it was just yesterday, though. And I know you've had a chance to review them. Alicia sent them out to you. Are there any questions, comments, corrections, anything that you would like to say about the minutes? Well, again, I hear none, so that's always a good sign. We would entertain a motion about the minutes. Would anybody like to make a motion about the minutes?
Will we accept the minutes?
Okay. We have a motion from Pete Samsuri to accept the minutes. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you very much. Second from Sally Huggins. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? The motion carries. The minutes are approved as written. Okay, we have Ed Veal here with us today, the branch manager here, and he's going to tell us all about the Reimagine update for this facility. Ed, I hand it over to you.
All right. Once again, I'm back. We're talking about what we're doing here in this building. As if you've walked around recently, you may have seen a few changes. You know about the whole... For those of you who don't know, we're doing a Reimagine here. We put a team together about a year ago, and they put a whole, a very well thought out plan. And one of the things that we told them going into it is don't take money into account. So they would think big. And now what we've done is we've taken that big plan and we're slowly paring it down to the things that we can do and keeping the things that we can do. Keeping the core reasoning behind what they were doing, rather than, what you can afford. And so, during this process, recently we have moved all of the juvenile fiction upstairs. So now we have the young adult, mid-grade, and juvenile fiction all upstairs above the children's section. Ultimately, the goal from the original plan was to have this whole east wing of the building be the children's side and the west wing be the adult side. Just to kind of have some separation there. So kids can be louder, so things can happen over here that has less impact on that side and vice versa. In doing that, one of our goals has been to create a sense of space that is appropriate for different communities. And by communities, different age groups, different, folks. So we're slowly building that in upstairs, doing things like bringing in some new signage. One of the things I worked through Alicia with is changed out all the art upstairs to where it's now all art created by kids, to help give that sense of, you know, youth area. We can't change the carpet, we can't do the paint right now, but those are things that ultimately we would like to work towards. So in this report, I just kind of hit some of the highlights that we've done. Like I said, we've got everything up there. Has anybody been upstairs yet? Has anybody seen it? We're slowly cutting the shelves down to 66 inches. Because before they were the 90-inch shelves, which just created this wall of darkness. And so by bringing the shelves down to 66 inches, it opens up that whole room. And that is a process that we're slowly working on. One of the reasons we're doing it this way, and I've mentioned this before in these updates, is we have a staff member that's doing it for us. So it's a slow process, and we're able to work through that. And he's doing a great job with them. So if you get a chance, go up there and take a look at that. We've moved some furniture around up there as well to accommodate for that. Let's see, what else we have? In the downstairs children's area, by moving the juvenile fiction upstairs, that has created larger space down there for programming and parents and kids to run around and crawl around down there, which has been, we think that's going to be have a great impact on that area as well.
So we're going to clear out a couple of those shelving units out of the children's area too, right?
They've been cleared out.
Oh, they're gone. I didn't even see them. Okay. I need to go look at the
children's
area.
Yes, you need to go look at the children's area. We took one of the juvenile sections, moved it upstairs.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And yes.
That's great. See? No, that's going to be really good.
And we cut one of them down almost in half. So it's created a much larger area just down there for activities. Another thing that we've done that's not reimagined directly, but is close to it. Marcy and her staff, we found some acquisitions money in our budget for, squirreled away some money and spent it to add a refresh, if you will, to all of the big, huge, popular juvenile titles that usually we get run on in the summer, and all of a sudden we don't have any copies of. So those have just come in. So as that early summer rush happened, we've refreshed with all these new copies of, and what we got were a bunch of paperback copies that aren't going to last as long, but the idea is to get them out there and we can use them. It was much more cost effective to do this nice refresh, and that's at both locations, okay. Not just here. But I thought you all might want to be aware of that. Another piece of our reimagine here is the courtyard. We're making some significant changes out there right now. It's ugly because it has caution tape wrapped around different things. But to date, they've done a bit of irrigation work to accommodate the trees that are going to remain, and put in new drainage. I don't know if you remember, in the back they had these two drainage things that were, felt like they were 4 feet lower than the rest of it. They aren't, but it felt that way. They brought those up for an appropriate grade. And then starting Monday, we're supposed to have a company come out and do start adding in the pavers. And they're going to add a whole new paving area in there. And then it's going to be, then where the grass is and around the trees is going to be filled with a crushed granite, whatever that is, that we can do programming on. You know, people can walk on that. It's not going to have the muddy aspect of the grass. It's not going to take the cleaning, you know, the constant mowing of the grass. It's also going to be heavy enough that when the needles fall from the trees, you can use a blower and get that off of there more easily. It's going to be easier to maintain and easier for us to program. Another thing that they're doing is the row of the small lights that were in the center that lit the ground up right nicely, but they didn't light the courtyard up, have been removed. and we're replacing them with four full-size street lamps that match the rest of the street lamps all around here. And, you know, in the handout, I've got the light map where they're going to, you know, it's going to take care of all the lighting out there. It's going to be a lot nicer at night out there. So that's going to start. Their projected completion date is by the end of the month. I don't know that they're going to make it, but they have promised me no later than July 8th. But their projected date is earlier than that. I've told them they have to be done by mid-July because we have a big program scheduled out there. So we're going to see if they can make that. Another thing that's being added in that didn't make this report because I did the report before I found the details. Where that ugly gate is, that hinged ugly gate, is being replaced by a very a custom-made iron gate that will be a swinging gate. Originally, we wanted it to be sliding, but for it to be sliding, we needed a track that was going to become a tripping hazard. So we have gone with a swinging gate in there that is going to, once again, be painted to match all of the green in the lighting poles and all of that. So it'll help tie all of that together. All right? That's my report. Questions? Comments? Concerns?
Sounds fine.
Can't wait to see it.
All right.
Anything else?
Do you have any questions? You know who I'm looking at. Okay.
Let the record reflect that.
Okay.
Whenever we put lighting,
I'm looking
for down
lighting.
Oh.
Of course. When we're looking at a courtyard in a library, we want full lighting.
And as opposed to lighting the sky, we've got a whole generation of kids.
Yeah.
Never seen the stars. Certainly never seen the Milky Way.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, as we do those kind of things, I think we keep that kind of thing in mind. And there is a program called the Dark Skies Program, where municipalities are awarded grants and awarded to the land for those sorts of projects.
Mm.
I think we've worked a few times with the Three Rivers Foundation. They do astronomy programs, and I think they're part of that as well. So, well, Ed, do the lights shine up kind of into the trees?
No, they're not. No, they're just the standard street.
Every time I see Lynn's landscape lighting.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. What Spencer wanted was in-tree lighting everywhere.
Yes, he did.
And what we agreed on were the same street lamp posts that are around. And they are not, I mean, they're predominantly down, but not at the level you're talking about.
Traffic lights, the major
road lights
now,
right. Like I said, these are the green, historical looking ones.
I couldn't disappoint you about not making it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks so much. Okay, and Spencer is not here today, so Gary, I'm going to look to you for the director's report for June.
Yes. All right. Well, I think Spencer just I think it's largely good news in the director's report here. I think what he wanted to point out is that we've kind of broadly speaking, recovering from the pandemic in terms of like sort of attendance and circulation statistics, checkouts, things like that. So that's really what we've got here. So for May, as he indicated here, was that we've had the highest total number of checkouts that we've ever had on record, and which slightly surpassed May of 2019, which was kind of the previous record holder. Mm-hmm. So that's been really good, and a big part of that has been our ebook circulation. So that is something that's really accelerated, especially during the pandemic. I think as people were at home and got new devices and all of that, And that's really sustained, but also print materials have really continued to be really strong too. So that's great. That consortium that we're part of, the Cloud Library Consortium, in which, you know, we're all part with a few other dozen libraries in the DFW area, we all contribute to that collection. That's ebooks. I mean, people have really taken up on ebooks as well. So that's been really good. So I think that's a big indicator that he wanted to point out. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of looking at, so those are just purely checkouts, not renewals. Mm-hmm. So with it, when he includes checkouts and renewals together, that's still a little bit down from 2019, mm-hmm. which was kind of the highest month of May. The highest one in several years, but a big reason for that is that we had since gone to the 3-week checkout period. When it used to be 2 weeks, we increased that by another week early in the pandemic because I think it was at that time we were concerned like library materials we were concerned around COVID with library
generation
materials at the time.
Stuff, yeah.
But yeah, just the convenience factor too. So we've just kept that in place, that 3-week circulation.
And are we going to keep it there?
Yeah, that's going to be permanent.
Cool.
So yeah, that's not going away. Curbside service is not going away. We rarely use it anymore, but we still have the signs out mm-hmm. in front of both buildings. Mm-hmm. And so anybody who wants to use those, that's just going to be a permanent feature. So.
Can I talk about this a little bit,
yeah,
too?
Of course.
Spencer
yeah.
and I were talking about this in some detail a few days ago when he was putting this together. And one of the things this tells us is when we were still doing a 2-week checkout, mm-hmm. what we were having was more renewals because people needed it for a little bit longer.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Whereas with the 3-week checkout, they're using it for that first 3-week period and getting that one renewal, and that 6-week period that they're using it is enough, and then it's being returned.
Oh,
whereas
right.
before it was 2, 2, and 2 to get to that same 6-week period.
Right.
So there's a natural decrease there in the renewals,
mm-hmm.
but it's better serving our customers.
Right. Oh, that's right. That's when part of the reason was that we allowed people, that gave people like a quarantine period if they wanted to keep them in their trunk for a week or whatever.
Yeah.
That, you know, remember
yeah.
really early on that whole thing. That was kind of a contributing factor too. But then we just discovered that, hey, this is just a good thing all around that we should just keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
So good news on kind of circulation numbers in terms of like, you know, people using the library, it seems to be increasing again, at least for the month of May. And then program attendance on the next page is, we're still a little bit down from pre-pandemic levels. 2017 and 18 were kind of the strongest
mm-hmm.
Months we had had. Again, just looking at the month of May again. But definitely returning a little bit since school's been out. I'll just tell you anecdotally, since school's been out, especially John and Judy Gay, like it has been really busy over there, just kind of broadly speaking. And then and since summer readings kicked off a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. I mean all of our programs just kind of across the board have definitely had like a significant uptick, like where it just kind of feels like it's pre-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Territory again, so everything is really just bumped up. Even programs that weren't really well attended before, we always try to address that, make those better, or just sunset those things. But everything's just really kind of bumped up across the board. So that's
I drove
that's
by
good.
On the 4th, or the was it June 4th that you kicked off the program?
Oh yeah,
the 4th?
Right, yeah.
And it was
yeah.
really crowded, so I'm assuming
yeah.
you had lots of people for the kickoff.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Kickoff was really successful.
Good.
Today we had the second kind of special event
mm-hmm.
Over here at the Hall Library, and it was good for Hall, I think. But I think we probably had maybe 200 people perhaps total, which
yeah.
isn't bad for
yeah.
for over here. But John and Judy Gay that day, I think,
oh.
we had probably, I think, well over 500. I can't remember what.
The lot was really full when I drove by, so yeah. I didn't even.
Right. Yeah. The south parking lot of John and Judy Gay. During that whole 3 hour period, yeah. We had the program. It was just full.
That's good.
Parking lot was full.
That's really great to hear.
So that was good. And then, yeah, it's been really busy over there, just with everyday traffic. You know, we just see people doing things that, you know, weren't really happening so much before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, using the meeting rooms for, you know, remote office space and things like that. So, but yeah, programs have definitely come back a little bit. For unique borrowers, just kind of these, you know, all the separate number of people that are checking out items has also increased. This particular May has been the highest one we've had in at least 5 years as well. Again, a big part of that you can see is for the ebook circulation, mm-hmm. is a big part of that. But also, I think the hall library is kind of holding steady on number of circs. Really, most of that is because of ebooks. So even though we've had a little bit of growth in the other areas too. On the next page, computer use. This is another area we're seeing some differences now. That even though both libraries have been quite a bit busier this summer, we still have not experienced that. There used to be times when the computers would just all fill up, and then we would have to go into what we call reservation mode, where people had to make a reservation for a computer. We still have not encountered that at all. And a big reason for that is that, and you can see we were able to measure Wi-Fi statistics over at John and Judy Gay, and that about 40% of our public internet uses is through the Wi-Fi. So it's because people are bringing in their more devices. Again, we saw, you know, just definitely a kind of a big uptick with that during the pandemic, and that's just kind of held true. So that's why, so not as many people have needed the public mm-hmm. computers, because a lot more people have laptops mm-hmm. now than they did previously.
And I would add, anecdotally, that's true here in this building as well. Mm-hmm. We don't have, the routers have not been replaced here to give us those numbers yet.
Oh, right, yeah.
So.
Yeah. So eventually we'll be able to measure those things mm-hmm. here at home, mm-hmm. but not for a few more years, it sounds like. Just kind of a related note, the study rooms, we've had definitely a 50% increase since May of 21, but a lot of that has been the hall library. And I think, I don't know if Spencer didn't indicate this, and maybe you know it, but it seems like that's what we started using, that people can reserve the meeting rooms online or mm-hmm. use yes. the little tablets that's up on the mm-hmm. the meeting rooms, or they can scan a QR code in there. But I think the big thing is that you can just do it remotely now, where you could not before. And I think that's why here at Hall that we've probably seen a big increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got a lot of folks just booking from home or on their phone and then coming in and using it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So that's the director's report. I'll answer questions the best I can about it. Yeah.
Questions, comments, anything for Gary or Ed on this report that he just went over for us? I'd also like the record to show that Jimmy Stewart joined the meeting. Welcome, Jimmy. Okay. I wanted to point out to you two, just briefly, and thank you, Alicia and Ed and Gary, for this, that the strategic plan was printed out for you and hole punched, so you can put it in your binders. If you have the old one, replace the old one, or hang on to the old one with it, and have your strategic plan for the five-year plan. Let's see. Are there any
comments?
No comments, public comments, okay. Any other comments or board member comments or anything now that we'd like to entertain? I'm hearing nothing, guys. Nothing at all. Before we talk about adjourning, our next meeting is going to be at the John and Judy Gay Library. It's going to be July 21st, 5 o'clock on a Thursday. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn by Pete Samseri, and motion to second to the motion is by Jimmy Stewart. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, the motion carries, and we will adjourn the meeting at 5:24 p.m. That's a record,
wow.
I think, y'all.
That's really
I think we're
short.
Very efficient. You
wow.
guys are very efficient.
Should we tell Spencer not to come back? Next month?
The court is rolling, buddy.
Oh, I don't care. But the meeting was adjourned.
Yeah, meeting's adjourned.
The meeting's adjourned.
That's not in the minutes.
That's not in the minutes, but the tape was rolling, y'all.
Whoops.
Whoops. Yeah, you did.